They were bipedal, feathered, and squat. Humanoid, but only just. A large head sat atop rounded shoulders and a chunky torso. But that head sported some of the largest, most intense golden eyes Lesserson had ever seen, with darker gold slitted pupils. The being wore little in the way of clothing. The bright green, purple, and gold feathers were more than sufficient for modesty. His barrel chest was, however, crisscrossed with two pieces of fabric as colorful as his feathers, and he sported an armband inlaid with four large, winking blue gems. Lesserson had found it often difficult to read the expressions of members of an alien species unless he was familiar with their mannerisms. This one looked irritated and pugnacious, but for all he knew, he, she, could be wearing the Minyavish version of a large smile.
Moff Drickle Lesserson, may I present Teucha Maelor?
Charmed, I'm sure, said Lesserson. He still did not rise. Have a seat. May E3 offer you something to drink? Whatever the Minyavish's poison might be, Lesserson was confident he had it. He had one of the largest exotic liquor collections on Coruscant, having found early on in his career that any credits expended thus were sound investments when it came to dealing with other beings.
Oh, thank you.
The voice was gruff, hollow-sounding. The Minyavish, Maelor, sounded as irritated as he looked. He trundled to one of the larger, overstuffed chairs by the holographic fireplace and eased himself down gingerly until he was certain the chair would hold his weight.
That will be all, E3. I'll call for you if I need you.
Of course, sir.
With a whir of servos, the droid left the room, and the door automatically closed shut behind him.
To what? Drawled Lesserson, sipping his wine. Do I owe this rather peculiar visit?
Maelor chuckled. At least, that's what the raspy noise sounded like to Lesserson.
Ha! I think you will be grateful that I chose to be so peculiar when you hear.
Please, I'm all ears.
The Minyavish blinked three times.
For more than 7,000 years, my people have quite happily managed Terrace, with the Jessar serving us.
If by managed you mean dominated, and if by serving you mean enslaved to, then I'm already well aware of this.
The feathered brows, a startling purple over the yellow eyes, drew together.
Wordplay doesn't serve you well, Moff Lesserson.
On the contrary, it has served me well many times in the past. If my wit is too sharp for your liking, then pray tell me, what are you getting at, Maelor? The hour is late, and I rise early on the morrow. I am an extremely busy man.
Yes, of course you are.
A sneer, it would seem, was recognizable in any species.
Very busy indeed, as I understand it.
Lesserson had already been deeply suspicious, but now his inner alarms were going off like klaxons. He smiled slightly, keeping his expression and body language calm.
So why don't you get right to the point?
We were masters of our world until the Jessar got it into their heads to overthrow us.
Ah, a complaint. As if he hadn't heard something similar from every former master of every overthrown government of every world that had had a revolution recently. It was growing rather tiresome.
Your government has already lodged its request through the proper channels. You'll have to take it up with them. Dorvan's a difficult man to make an appointment with, but his assistant might be able to get you on the schedule. The offices of the Galactic Acting Chief of State are open.
I have no desire to contact Wynne Dorvan, said Maelor. I came to see you.